Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now. The
Score! Hey, everybody. Rahimi Harris and Grody team. This hour is brought to you by Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their mind today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know who might not need to save big money at Menards? He should anyway, just because it's good practice. Pete Alonso. Breaking news on The Score, brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Breaking news from Jeff Passan. First baseman Pete Alonso and the Baltimore Orioles are finalizing... That's right, I said the Baltimore Orioles are finalizing a 5-year, $155 million contract. Alonso leaves the Mets to make a loaded AL East even better. So Pete Alonso can go to the O's. I guess they really were serious about trying to get Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah. I think Pete Alonso might be a better call.
He can actually play a position. Another one on my bulletin board for the Cubs bites the dust.
It's okay.
Number one.
All I want are home runs. Why is that so hard to ask for? Apparently, not only is it hard to ask for, it costs millions of dollars.
Don't worry, Nico's going to get hot.
Not like that. That's not his game.
Ouch.
Matt Shaw's going to get hot.
I want him to be himself.
They're going
to
get hot at the same time.
As a Cubs fan, I'm just in pain. But hey, we have football to talk about. Here's question number one. Does Caleb Williams need to outplay Shedeur Sanders Sunday?
What did you do?
What do you mean?
Oh, the face you just made.
Whatever do you mean?
It was like a smile, parsed lips, shimmy. It was like the Shaq gif.
I'm curious.
He basically did the Shaq gif just now.
I'm curious as to what people might think about this particular topic. So I proposed a question. That's how 5 on it works. Everybody submits questions and then we pick some questions and then we do a segment.
I do think Caleb Williams will outplay Shedeur Sanders.
Does he need to?
I don't think he needs to, but I think he needs to outplay Myles Garrett. Like, again, we have a head-to-head matchup where the situation features one of the best pass rushers in the league who might get the sack record. And yet, he is facing a Bears team who has to run the ball more in the beginning of the games. I'm sorry, it's just the truth. Prove me wrong. And then also has to be able to use that play action and the rolling out game to its advantage when Myles Garrett is on the other side of you. So... does that mean outplaying Shedeur Sanders? Since it's going to be, what, his third start?
Might be start number 4.
Okay, so we're still in the single digits. We're in the one-hand starts for Shedeur. So, yeah, I think he will, but I don't think he necessarily has to because Browns.
I mean, Browns look pretty good against... Oh, wait, that was the Tennessee Titans.
My and bad. I know the Browns beat the Packers. I know.
Yeah, this will be his fourth start, Shedeur Sanders.
Okay, so four stars for Shedeur.
He's won exactly one of them, and that came against the Las Vegas Raiders.
Does he deserve his playing time? Yes, especially on the Browns.
But. He's the only rookie quarterback this season to throw for over 300 yards, and he threw for 364 yards and three touchdowns last week.
Are we still waiting on the Drake May 300-yard game, by the way? I think we are.
We are.
I think we are.
We
so
are
that,
waiting
I mean,
on that.
So you take with that what you will, but I still think that not only does Caleb Williams outplay Shedeur Sanders, that I don't know that it's completely necessary, but I think it's going to happen.
You think he is going to outplay Shedeur Sanders?
I said that, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just saying he needs to outplay Myles Garrett. That's the part
I mean, he definitely needs to outplay. That's the main concern of Layla, is that he needs to outplay Myles Garrett.
See, I would ask the questioner of this, to what end? And since I'm the questioner, I'll say to this end. He needs to outplay him if it requires a Caleb Williams-type effort in the second half to come back and win. You hope that that's not the case going up against the Browns.
Yeah, don't procrastinate this week, guys.
But after seeing the explosives last week and seeing that Shedeur Sanders and Jerry Jeudy are capable of explosives in working in tandem, I would say, yes, I would like to see Caleb Williams outplay Shedeur Sanders, who, again, is making his fourth career start in the NFL. Dennis Allen is tasked with something he's been tasked with before, which is making a rookie look like a rookie, or excuse me, a first-year quarterback look like a first-year-on-the-field quarterback, since, you know, J.J. McCarthy's in his second season, although this was the first year he ever stepped on the field. So, yes is the answer. I would like to see a more efficient and consistent effort out of Caleb Williams than what Shedeur Sanders puts on tape on Sunday. I think it's important, especially if he's going to do what you were talking about, which is continue to grow at maybe a more exponential rate than what I expect over the last four games of the regular season.
Number two.
What would you give up to trade for Browns pass rusher Myles Garrett?
Ah, yes. The crazy trade idea. And do we know on like the Myles Garrett happiness scale where he is right now?
Can't be that happy.
I feel like he's taking his energy and he's putting it onto the field, correct? But when it comes to where he is at with his level of satisfaction with the team, I don't know. I think Myles Garrett would still be open to a trade. Can we agree on that?
I guess. I mean,
But here's the issue. He signed a four-year, $160 million contract extension.
I think that's why he's happy right now.
Yeah, but my bigger concern is the Bears spent all their money on the defensive line already. I don't know. Like, what it would take is the Bears would have to free up one of the defensive linemen they signed salaries in order to go get Myles Garrett. And so I don't know that that's happening. I don't know who wants to take on those contracts, whether it be Dyer Odangbo, Montez Sweat, or Grady Jarrett. I don't know who wants that contract.
Let me ask you a question.
Jervon Dexter's on a rookie deal.
Would you trade Montez Sweat, Dyer Odangbo, DJ Moore, and two firsts for Myles Garrett?
I'm doing the math in my head. Montez Sweat, Dyer Odangbo, DJ Moore, and two firsts? That's so much.
Okay, but would you do it?
That's so much.
But would you do it?
No, because I think you probably need maybe all firsts, but not and two firsts. But the problem is that's so much salary. I guess you'd have to, because it's so much salary that the Browns would be taking on with DJ and with Montez. Man. I mean, I guess. I don't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all that to just say, probably.
He's that good. He is actually, I mean, he's worthy of that deal, is he not? He's got to get the sack record this season.
I was telling you in that question what I would give up for one Myles Garrett.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, Cleveland, in this mythical world, Cleveland would ask for two first-rounders because of the salary they'd be taking on. I hate it.
Five on it. Number three.
This is 5 out of 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris. Hey, Mark Grody. He'll join us at 12:25 right after this segment.
Oh.
From Hallis Hall, the little Bears report. But we're going to pivot to the Cubs, Who is at the top of your Cubs wish list? And I hate to break it to you, but if you missed the beginning of the segment, scratch Pete Alonso off your Cubs list because he's going to be with the Orioles now on a five-year, $155 million deal. I scratched him off my list.
Yeah, Pete Alonso is... It's not the 56 home runs that Kyle Schwarber had, but that's where I'm going with this. You need a bopper. You don't have Kyle Tucker. You need a bopper. And you don't need the guy from the commercials bopper. He's different. So in this case, I still think you need something. Like, you need something offensively. And I don't know why. I know Jed Hoyer's like, I don't know why you guys think that Matt Shaw is not somebody that we're happy with. I understand they're happy with him. But again, you're running out of free agent consistent offense here. So again, I'm going to say, is Alex Bregman now the next man up on the wish list? That creates a huge problem. Where are you putting him? He's not your DH.
So why can't he be your DH?
Because he still needs to field, I think.
Okay, so put him at third base.
Then Shaw's your DH? Are you good with that?
He's in a mix for
they
DH.
They really like Shaw's offense, or his defense, rather.
I'll put it like this. Alex Bregman had a 3.5 war last season. Matt Shaw, 3.1. Just something to chew on. I'm just giving you throwing a number out there. A couple of numbers for a couple of players. I'll say this. At the top of my wish list... Ketel Marte.
I mean, yeah, but you said it yesterday. He plays second base.
He can play other positions. He can play in the outfield.
Where would you put him?
I guess right field.
Yeah.
He has an arm, right? A little bit of an arm anyway. So Ketel Marte's at the top of my... He can hit. They need guys who can hit. He can hit for power. He can hit for average. He can hit. Ketel Marte. He's at the top. Go get him.
I mean, Ketel Marte is somebody who I would be looking into, but I start with who's actually available.
By all accounts, he is available by trade. Get creative, right? Isn't that what we were told? People are going to have to be creative this offseason?
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't cost you any prospects to get some of these dudes, and yet here we are.
Five on it.
Number four.
Even if the White Sox draft Rock... Cholowski? Cholowski. I got to get familiar with this name. Rock Cholowski.
Cholowski.
Cholowski. Rock Cholowski. I'm learning it. Rock Cholowski. How much better do you think the team will be once he's major league ready?
I thought about this because congratulations to the White Sox for getting the first overall pick in the draft and one where you have a really good idea of who's going, and that would be the shortstop from UCLA, Rock Cholowski. And for it to be a shortstop, that's even better. So when I put that all together, then I'm trying to figure out who's around by the time he's there. Catchers, right? Kyle Teal, for example. Although, did you guys see that supposedly somebody wanted Kyle Teal, like one of the teams?
And it was
like,
the Red Sox.
Yeah, like, oh, that's, yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure it's just kind of how, like, you wanted Garrett Crochet.
And they got Garrett Crochet, just... The Red Sox did.
And then gave up a bevy of prospects.
Including Kyle Teal.
There it is. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. I understand that sometimes people break up and then they might want to get back together.
Spin the block.
But I think your young core is somewhat starting to come together. But the better question then becomes, how many years do you think Cholowski's in the minors? Is it one? I think it's at least one.
Well, it's going to be one because they're not playing baseball his first year that he's going to be playing professional baseball. He's going to go short season, and then it'll be the year where there is no baseball, and then it'll be 2028. That's how it lines up, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, you're just saying there's not going to be a season.
I am not confident there will be baseball in 2027.
I think there's too many people who need something to happen regarding... the season, like too many teams need the season to happen that they would be too far behind. So okay, let me get back to this. So Kyle Teal, Edgar Caro, Miguel Vargas, probably just because he was the original like Chris Getz dude. He was better this last year than he was the year before. Chase Meidroth, Yeah, they just have so much they've got to add. Like pitching, from a pitching standpoint, who's even going to be here at that time?
I think it's a good question. The hitters definitely took a bigger leap in 2025 than the hitters did. I'm sorry, the hitters took a bigger leap than the pitchers did. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, the pitchers had a setback when you consider
injuries slash lack of development slash injuries.
Yeah, and your opening day starter ended up getting optioned back down, right? So
there's a lot of issues there with the pitching accomplishments of the White Sox prospects compared to the hitting prospects who came up. And I don't know that Edgar Carroll will even be on the team when Rock makes his ascension, because he might get flipped for more stuff because they got some catchers. And Kyle Till's going to be the guy, if we're being honest. But I say this, again, I think it's 2028. And I think, yes, the White Sox will be good. And when I say good, they'll be above 500. Is that a bold prediction?
Number five.
I think it is.
I don't feel like it's that bold. 2028, above 500. Go spend some money on some, well, maybe spend some money on some free agents.
Pete Alonso just went to the Orioles.
That's...
In a world.
The market. Hello.
This is 500 on 670 The Score. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody coming up in minutes with a Bears report from Halas Hall. But here's our final question. Now that the White Sox have won the top pick in the MLB draft lottery, what gift are you giving to Pope Leo XIV for making this happen?
Because didn't he?
I mean, right?
How is it that they get the worst record in baseball and they don't get it the year before?
Well, the rules said they couldn't have it. That was the reason.
And it was, you know what? A fair rule. But still, they didn't get anywhere close to what they could have gotten. And they'd had it happen multiple times. You know, they because of the new CBA, they weren't allowed to get outside of a certain pick. But I think that the next time that they were able to, I don't know, was it a coincidence? Was it a coincidence that they got the first overall pick, even though this year they didn't have the worst record in the league? That belonged to the Rockies.
How about a Bears Super Bowl ring? For when they actually win the Super Bowl, the Bears can give him a Super Bowl ring.
I'm going to need more words. I was just going to send him some rainbow cone or something. Does it travel transatlantically?
I don't think that's going to travel well.
What do? Like tons of dry ice?
There you go.
That's dry ice. A lot of dry ice. I guess on a plane you'd be fine.
But this is the number one pick, Marshall. Spare no expense.
Okay, that's fair.
Now, well, Chuck got him the jersey. The Bulls jersey. We knew he liked the Bulls.
He's got a lot of stuff already. So I feel like that room, what is that, his Pope man cave? Is that what we're calling it?
Does the Pope have a man
cave? The Pope cave.
He has like a, well, we got, number one, we need to take away the Knicks jersey that Spike Lee gave him. So we got to steal from the Pope first to give him
Wait,
better gifts.
Wait, can you steal from the Pope?
Just let me work through this.
Let her workshop it.
So number one, we got to get the Knicks jersey out of there because I just think we should. Number two, whatever we get has to supplant the Knicks jersey. And then he's like, oh, where did this come from? Is it the South Side, like the old school Gothic script that they had? Maybe, that's probably the one, right? The City Edition, their original City Edition jersey.
Oh, okay.
I want to say he probably has it already.
That's interesting. Probably. I mean, that's what I'm saying. What do you get? The Pope who has everything.
Has Jim Tomey seen the Pope yet? Has that conversation happened?
I don't think
he has. The nicest fellow with, you know, the guy who represents the church. What would a chat with Jim Tomey and the Pope be like? Would it just be super positive and you just leave there smiling?
It would be super positive. What if they
Jim Tomey. We give you Jim Tomey.
He's just going to live there?
No, not forever, but I think Jim Tomey should see the Pope.
What if you send the last number one overall pick from the White Sox over there with an autographed jersey, Harold Baines? Hall of Famer, Harold Baines. Does that hold any weight with you?
217 says, give Pope Bob the newly created Score Midday Peace Prize.
Oh, man.
Okay, here's the thing. What would our peace prize be? I'd just go back to the rainbow cone. That's what we have to give him, Jim Tomey.
It'd be like a rainbow cone trophy.
We're not sacrificing Jim Tomey. We're just loaning him to the Pope for a while so they can chat. And everybody's in a good mood afterward.
A conversation with Jim Tomey. That works.
It's a mood boost. A fireside chat. And then Jim Tomey steals the Knicks jersey. Yeah?
I'm with it.
Plot.
I'm on board.
You know who else might be onto this? One Mark Grody. I don't know if he's listening or not. We'll find out when he joins us from Halas Hall. The Bears had a walkthrough practice today, so we'll get the latest from Halas Hall with Mark next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Bears. Mark Grody covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I ain't talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll go next to Mark Grody from The Score.
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What? Host of the Take the North podcast.
Mark Grody. Mark Grody, WBBN.
Kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grody.
My hair does look good today.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
He's an apartment complex, this guy.
Oh my God, something overtook him singing Metallica. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We go to our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we find our friend and co-host. He's at the Hall, Halas Hall today. Mark Grody, Mark Grote, and he joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. You're all smiles, Grotes. Where are you? You're in some interesting locale at the Hall I've never seen before.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever done one of my Bears hits from where I am reporting right now at Halas Hall in the basement, I guess you would call it, of the lowest parts of Halas Hall. I am right underneath what is called the main atrium upstairs, and now I'm in a room. It's essentially a banquet room. There are a lot of we come down here for when there are larger, more larger press conferences, things like that, when guys are introduced, this is the room in which we report from. So I'm in here all alone. It's very nice. It's a little eerie. You just don't see anybody. But that's where I am at Hallis Hall. Shout out. I am smiling, though, because I did challenge Tyler Buterbaugh and or Ray Diaz. I don't know who put it together to change the open, and they did, and it sounds deluxe. Nice job.
You're welcome.
You like the Wayne Larrivee in there?
Yeah, I think that it seems like it was time to refresh it, right? I mean, the Metallica was fun. The Layla impersonation, I stand by. But that was me imitating you talking about what losers the Bears are. And the Bears simply are no longer losers. So I didn't like it anymore.
They're not losers. They're winners. They have a winning record. Mark, what is the latest from the Hall? I guess we should just start with the obvious question, like injuries. What's the latest injury report you can tell us?
Yeah, the Bears will just do a walkthrough, simulated, non-practice practice today. The only update we did receive today, and it is a bit ominous as if we didn't already suspect that as it pertains to Kyler Gordon, but when Ben Johnson today was asked for the update towards the end of our Q&A with the head coach of the Bears, he was asked, are you hopeful that Kyler Gordon will be back at some point? And the answer from Ben Johnson was to be determined. And he also said, coming out of that one, referring to the Green Bay game, it didn't look very good. And he left it at that.
Oh, so God.
That does sound ominous.
Right? I mean, so it doesn't take a reporter plugged in at Hallis Hall like myself to infer from that it might be rough sledding the rest of the way for Kyler Gordon, and they may even be making decisions on him. But we'll probably know. Well, obviously, we'll get a projection on injury report today because it's not really a practice. Tomorrow will be the day that we'll get into the locker room. It's sort of a different vibe here. It's weird that on a Wednesday they're not practicing, but everybody's trying to conserve and all of that kind of stuff. So I won't even be in the locker room today, which is typically a time in which we would. So very little information will come out like on the record today about injuries.
What is the hot tea from the podium when it concerns Ben Johnson? Because now I guess we're all turning the page to the Cleveland Browns. I'm sure he wants to make sure his team is focused on just that and not anything about the Packers last week or the following week.
Yeah, and I think the big deal for the Browns, despite the fact that they are a 3-10 team, which has lost two straight games, they have a really good defense, and they have the best player in the league on defense in Myles Garrett, who is up to 20 sacks. And in theory, it will be Ozzie Trapillo's job to stop him from attacking and getting to the quarterback, Caleb Williams. So we asked Ben Johnson about that, about Trapillo and what Myles Garrett brings. Moreover, the entire Cleveland defense, because that will be issue number one for the Bears. Here's Ben Johnson.
Not our first time that we've gone against a dynamic pass rusher. Certainly this guy is, you know, he might be on another level than anybody else in this league right now. But, you know, we've gone against Crosby and Hutchinson and Micah now. And so this is the next one. And we'll certainly have a plan and be aware of how we can help, not just Ozzie, but it's also Darnell as well. Because the scheme that they run is a little bit different. It's that wide nine where, I mean, these guys are in sprinter mode and they're looking to go right to that launch point at the quarterback and every single snap. And if we happen to hand the ball off, then they'll try to tackle the ball carrier along the way. But I mean, it is their intent to get to the quarterback. That entire defensive line is pretty good.
What distinguishes him from those other defensive ends or edge rushers that you just mentioned? Like, what are his superpowers?
He's just a complete player. I think when you look at the size and strength and speed, it's just a unique package where he really has it all. I mean, he's very strong. He's got that bull rush that can take a tackle and put him on roller skates and walk him right back into the quarterback, which happens quite a bit because every team that you see on tape, I mean, they have a plan for him to slow him down, and yet the chip gets off of him and he just still walks that tackle on back into the quarterback. And so he does a great job with that. And then, you know, heaven forbid you ever leave him one-on-one, and that's really where, you know, he shows up. He's almost unblockable that way.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm fearful of Myles Garrett, just straight up.
Why wouldn't you be?
But like in a different way than all the other guys that Grody mentioned in his, or that he, Ben Johnson mentioned in his initial answer. I just think he is on another level, but also I don't know how you stop a guy who could, is capable of getting 5 sacks in one game.
Well, there's the other part too, Marshall. This defense ain't just Myles Garrett. I mean, you heard Ben Johnson talking about how effective the defensive line is, and they have the rookie second rounder out of UCLA and Carson Schlesinger. He is really good. And Ben Johnson went so far as to say, without necessarily being prompted, that he reminds him, Carson Schlesinger, of one Luke Kuechly.
And he
53 tackles, 58 assists, Layla. He's got a sack and a half this year. He has had a couple of interceptions. Get to know this guy. He's going to be on the NFL map in years to come. Even if he isn't at the moment, this dude's a baller. So it's not just it's an entire unit of defense that has been really good for Cleveland this year. They are first against the pass, allowing 165 yards per game. They are pretty good against the rush too, 13th against the rush, allowing 107 yards per game. So this is, and you are right, Marshall. That is the guy. That's why we were asking about Garrett, but it goes beyond Myles Garrett as to why this Cleveland defense is so effective.
Well, I mean, that's it. And that's what happens when you actually have a game wrecker for a pass rusher. Like, that's what it looks like.
Slightly jealous.
You don't need many. You need one guy to do his job, and this one absolutely does in Myles Garrett, and I think it's a fair discussion. To me, Mark, that says that the Bears know they have to run the ball more than maybe they think they probably did previous. Like, I don't know if we're going to see the same two opening drives the way they looked against the Packers against this Cleveland team.
Yeah, and I mean, that's we talked a lot about it on Monday about the Bears needing to get off to faster starts no matter what it takes. But yeah, it will be very interesting to see what the game plan is. And as a matter of fact, let's cover some of that stuff with Caleb Williams. He was out here talking today. Caleb was front and center. Interesting Caleb today. Like, he answered all the questions really well. He seemed a little down today. And I can't, like, the Caleb energy just wasn't quite the same as what it typically is. Answered all the questions thoroughly and all of that kind of stuff. I can't quite pinpoint, and maybe you'll sense it when you hear some of the Q&A back and forth here. But I did ask Caleb Williams the question that I think a lot of us have been asking, and I listened to you guys coming in here today, and you guys were having a great discussion on Caleb Williams and what you can do to make him better, make him more effective, and some of that stuff came back with a question that I had for Caleb Williams. Take a listen to this.
Caleb, through 13 games this season, are there one or two things that you specifically want to get better at within the game?
Yeah, starting faster for myself, and then the other one would be, some of these, like, you know, I'm doing the right things, and then, you know, the last bit of it, it's something's off. And it's either a miss or incompletion or, you know, something just not on the same page, or, you know, so that's the area that I really want to get, you know, on the same page with the guys. And then, you know, from my side of it is, you know, doing everything right, and then you miss. And so it's just sharp focus, and sharpening my focus even more, and just making sure, starting fast and having that sharp focus from the beginning.
What is the key to starting fast? I mean, everybody talks about it. Is it something that you can practice?
Yeah, something you can practice, but also something I think just like I keep using these analogies and references and stuff, but it's just like, you know, sometimes just seeing the first basket go in and getting your first completion and you know, just kind of seeing the, you know, the pass being caught, whatever pass it is, whether it's a deep shot, a intermediate, short, whatever it is, just, you know, finding that first completion and getting in, you know, getting into your receiver's hands or tight ends, whatever, and letting them go to work.
Makes it sound simple, but if it were, we'd see it more often in games.
Here's the part that I was most interested in that, and I tried to get a follow-up, and I was not able to, but I guess I should give a little bit more of the description of Caleb when he was talking about doing everything right And then something goes wrong, essentially. There's something that, whether he's not on the same page with the receivers, he kind of was smiling. And it was like that frustration smile, like, I'm doing it all right. And then something, and he's not blaming anybody else. Like, he's blaming himself, blaming everybody. But my follow-up question would have been, if I had had the opportunity, and I will try to chat with him in the locker room, because I think the follow-up question that was needed here is, are you kind of smiling and clinching a little bit right now because you think you're so close? That's the feeling that I got. That's what I would have asked. I would have asked, do you feel like you're so close? It's such a, you're doing everything right. And then something, a tiny thing. And we know that the NFL at this level, it's a matter of inches. Whereas in college, it's a matter of a couple feet sometimes. And so that's what I want to know from Caleb is it close? Or is it just like, I'm just so frustrated by the fact that everything goes right up until a certain point?
In listening to that and hearing you talk about it and the follow-up question that you wanted to ask, I mean, I've just come to this understanding that it's all just a little off kilter and it's going to take more time than he can give to fixing whatever it is at that last second. And I just wonder if you believe he can change something between now and the end of the regular season, you know, getting ready for the playoffs, or if this is simply something that's going to take more time.
It could click. Yeah, I mean, because that does happen to athletes, and we're talking about the NFL. There is a point where there can be and is at times just an awakening for a player. Hi, guys. I got Weeder and Fishbane walking around here right now. I don't know what these guys. You guys are welcome to come in here if you'd like. If you gentlemen would like to come in my room.
My room.
Oh. The PNC Center is now your room?
It's my room. They're correcting me again because I said Austin Booker the other day. Those senior writers from The Athletic, I tell you. I'm sorry, guys. What was I talking about?
We were talking about Caleb getting close and how you wanted to ask that question.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a great question by Marshall. And, like, can you fix what ails him this year, or is it a matter of waiting for the offseason? And, yes, as I was saying, yeah, it could click. It's not inconceivable, but probably unrealistic that at this point through 12 games that there's going to be some sort of discernible change in what's going on. It's not like you could just say, like, every start's going to be bad and he's going to be bad in the first two quarters of the game or not as good as he is in the fourth quarter. You know, it could be better game to game. But, I mean, in terms of actually repairing it, because you heard Caleb offer what we're all talking about, I do think it's more realistic to consider that that's a year three thing, that's a training camp year three to go to the next level. But I also think at the same time, and I've always thought this, that a lot of the stuff with, not everything, but a lot of the stuff with Caleb Williams, it is realistic to think that it is fixable.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Mark Grody, thanks as always for your time at Ellis Hall. What time are you on with Spiegel and Holmes today?
I will be on with Spiegel and Holmes today at 5 o'clock is when that hit will go down. You'll hear some different stuff from Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. Plus, we'll add in a little bit of Kevin Byard for the fellas who just spoke to us at the lectern upstairs from where I am right now.
Love a little Kevin Byard. All right. Thanks, Mark. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark. I know you gave us the premium stuff. They get the secondhand stuff.
Of course. That's the way it goes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get paid to be on this show. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Wow. It's true.
Yeah.
That's Mark Grody. You can catch his work later today at 5 o'clock on Spiegel and Holmes. Coming up next, we didn't really get to this yesterday with Mark because we had a bunch of breaking news happen. So we want to go back to it. Ben Johnson was asked if he made any halftime adjustments, and he said no. And then we had clarity from our friend Patrick Manley. And I think that there might have been some adjusting going on. So let's examine it all now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Next.
Raheny Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What, if any, adjustments did you make offensively from the first half to the second half when you were able to really get going in the second half, but obviously not able to get going in the first?
Did I make?
Yes, sir.
Not one. Okay. I stuck to the game plan. And we ended up doing a better job executing, and guys played hard, and we made some plays.
That was Herb Howard and Ben Johnson. This is Raheny Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Herb asked the right question, like, did you make any adjustments? And Ben Johnson said no. But it sure looked like things changed for the Bears immediately after halftime against the Packers. They did run the ball more. Ben Johnson has said, well, some of those 2- and 3-yard runs that we had turn into 5s and 6s. And maybe he didn't make halftime adjustments. But for example, as we've mentioned a couple times in this show today, the first 2 drives, 6 plays called, and one of them was a run. The rest were passes. I don't know if that was by design necessarily, but I don't think it's a secret as to why you'd get back to the run and why you would decide to start rolling out and utilizing play action when your run game is working better.
It is somewhat curious because of how the game went down and understanding, yes, the Packers have a very good defense, but one way to attack a dominant pass rusher such as Micah Parsons and company, by the way, is just to run the football. Like, they had just proven it. But I wonder if he was trying to zig when they zagged, as he did in that final play, when obviously the run fit was there. The Packers thought they were going to run. They go with a pass play that had an option to run, if you will. I just wonder if that's going to affect Ben Johnson's thinking going forward. I don't hate the idea of getting Caleb Williams into a rhythm, but man, they have a puzzle they need to figure out.
And while I understand people questioning adjustments made during the game at halftime being the only adjustments, we know that's not the case. We've both spent time on sidelines as broadcasters. That's not what's going on. A lot of times what you'll see is if a player picks up something real time, say the defense is on the bench, they've just finished a series, they will tell other members of the defense, hey, this guy is doing this at this time. Watch out for this. There are real-time conversations that happen on the part of other players to let people know what they're seeing.
And that's
are adjustments.
Right. Those are adjustments. And like they're not even like so much on the fly. This is just the normal progression of a football game. These guys have been playing football all their lives. The coaches have been coaching for a long time. And you pick up things because you scout for one thing, you prepare for one thing, but of course there's always going to be wrinkles and adjustments that the team makes in an effort to stop what you were doing well last week. And what were they doing well the week before? They were running the doggone football until it couldn't be run no more.
To say the very least.
Yeah, so it's interesting to see how they've been so much more effective from the quarterback on down in second halves of games compared to first halves, and it's got to stop if they want to have a chance to win the majority of their remaining
games.
Well,
that's it. You may not say you make adjustments at the half, but it sure looks like you do, or somebody is, or somebody does. And we know that, for example, Caleb Williams will go to the bench after a series, and he's usually looking at video. You know, there's oftentimes an iPad, or he's talking to one of the coaches. You know, there's always some sort of discussion that is going on with him. Or he's talking to the team, as he's mentioned. He's talking to the offensive unit. I feel like those things do happen over the course of a game.
What do you make of what people have said post-game that follow the Bears about how they just didn't come out with the ferocity that we had been accustomed to? And the Packers came out with more ferocity than they did at the outset of the game. And that's what changed in the second half of the game.
Well, defense was just winning more one-on-one matchups. Like, that's how I put it. Yeah, I don't necessarily think it's as simple as, oh, they were the better team. But the Packers played like the better team on Sunday, especially in that first half. They had 71 yards as a team in the first half. That's not just all the quarterback.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of void there.
Absolutely not. But I think the lack of a passing game, once they get you to second and long, third and long, you already know what time it is. And it's not a good time for the Bears offense.
Well, and again, it also, we just don't also know how many times Ben Johnson is using teaching moments or fact-finding moments in games. I think that is very much happening. And because the Bears have won so many games now, we look at it differently because we're thinking about a different goal. And that factors into this as well. I asked Patrick Manley about this yesterday, the longest tenured Bear, our long snapper of residence. He's on our pre- and post-game coverage, about what he saw based on one half to another.
What I kind of saw was just his mentality changed. I don't think his formations and all that kind of stuff changed. I think it was more of they came out and actually threw the ball and did a little more play action to start the second half and then got to the run game. So, you know, you practice all week and you put that game plan in all week and you got formations and all that stuff and you're scouting Jeff Hafley. I don't think he changed any of that. I just think he went down on his call sheet and called different plays and different orders and different ideas and different situations. That's what I thought. And when you're asking about adjustments, it's not him, you know, adjusting schemes and things like that. I think it's just him adjusting his call sheet to what he needed to do at that moment. And it obviously worked in the second half to get started throwing the ball, they're making the easy throws for Caleb and loosening up the defense and then running the ball down their throat successfully.
Sounds like a plan, and it sounds like an accurate description of what happened. I mean, you just wish that wasn't the case because the possibilities are endless if they come up with – let's just say they come up with a couple of field goals. If they get a field goal off the turnover that they create in the first half when they have the ball first and 10 at the 36-yard line of the Packers, it's a different end-of-game situation.
There are so many times where I've said if two balls are completed more, it's a different scenario for the half. It's a different scenario for the game. But that's, you know, that's not what happened. But that's why I think Grody's right. They're close. Like, they're close to getting this stuff coming together.
I just don't know if they can close that gap, specifically the Caleb Williams gap. I think they can run the football. That's been established, but you got to have variety in order to win the NFL.
That's Marshall Harris. I'm Layla Rahimi. Coming up next, our friend Danny Parkins from Fox Sports 1. We'll ask him about this and a lot more, including a question about his Chiefs team that he used to cover. So we'll do it all next here on Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.